and so on. Those are the elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokeinu. Elokeinu, and that's why Elokeinu takes on suffixes. There's my God, Rus told Naomi, Elokayech Elokai, your God is my God. Elokim is fits occasions. This is the hand of God. I see God leading me this way, you see God leading you that way, and so on. So the first thing we say is Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem Elokeinu. That abstract, immutable, unchangeable God is our God, is Elokim. But that means that Hashem Echad, despite the fact that when it comes through an Elokim, it comes in different ways. It comes Baruch Dayna Emes in tragedies, it comes Atov Ameitiv in good, but it's only one. It's sort of, we have to put the pieces together again. God, when he relates to us, is it comes to us in different ways in each experience. And we say all the sum total of all those experiences is really one God. It's changed because I was in a different mood. When I suffered, I had I opened up my heart to perceive God in one way. When I rejoiced, I opened up to perceive God another way. But that was my thing, not God's thing. Just like a person, when a person's had something bitter on his tongue, so something bland will tend to taste sweet. You know, like sometimes you'll eat something and then, I'll take the same cracker. When I ate something bitter before, salty, the cracker tastes on the sweet side. When you had something sweet before, it kind of tastes on the bland or salty side. So it's not the crackers change. My taste buds align themselves differently. They weighed sort of the perception against something else. The perception of the different Elokims is a product of our emotional changes, not God's, not any changes in God. And it's important simply, it's a statement we make twice a day, and it's a foundational belief, and people tend just to look at it, we believe in God, and he's the one God that we believe in. As far as that's concerned, the Muslims basically also believe in the same one God. In fact, whether you call him Allah or Hawaii is really, really not important. Because the name, the words and the name are not important. It's what does it mean? And if you're referring to the same thing we're referring to, then it's God in any language. The word God is also the same. It's only when what you associate it with. So when we say Shema Yisrael, what you mean is something else. We say Hashem, God who is one, is Elokeinu. Whatever happens to us is coming from that God. It's directed. It's sort of maneuvered. It's that's Hashem Elokeinu. And so on the one hand, we associate everything in our experience and life to God, and then we add something to it, and we say, but despite the fact that in a sense we're kind of breaking God into pieces, we are. The real God is all of these pieces put back together again. Let me see if I can give an example, because it's a very, very important point. Sometimes when you try to explain a certain process to someone, a physical process, something in science or whatever it is, you break it into very separate units. And you say, first this happens, then this happens, then this happens. When in reality, it kind of comes together, but a person explain to a person how a car works. Well, it's okay. So I'm gonna have to break it down: how an engine works, transmission works, wheel, and so on. I have to give you six different lectures. But someone once asked me, somebody who had never really taken science, he asked me how a computer works. So I told him I cannot tell you how a computer works unless you're willing to sit through understanding simple logic gates and binary math. It just can't, there's no way to explain it without it. Those are the basic building blocks of how a piece of electricity can determine, you know, if, therefore. Without that, and it's not going to help you because those are the building blocks of understanding the rest of it. It just doesn't work without it. So our perception of God is one and all, is meaningless to us. It's an idea that completely hasn't... I'm saying we can talk it, mouth it. The God that's meaningful to us is the experiences. The extraordinary experiences that are spiritual, extraordinary coincidental experiences, and everything that makes a person, not only that proves Emuna, but that makes Emuna vivid to him. His personal relationship with God. But the danger with that is, or the downside with that is, that then you're taking God down to your level. God is the one that helped me here. God's the one over there. God did that. So basically, you've molded him in your image, and that's that. So you take back those experiences and extrapolate it back again to that one whole that is above us. So Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, that Hashem is really our God that interacts with us constantly and is the one that directs things and leads things and moves things and so forth. And that God is, but then we say, and that Hashem is Echad. So right now we live off the different experiences of Dayana Emes, Natova, Meitiv, and Shahakol Nir B'Dvaro, and Borah Pre'etz. And back, when we extrapolate it back, it becomes one entity. So this, the understanding of this is a mitzvah of Hashem HaKein Hashem Echad. Okay, let's hold it here. Let's not start the next one. I just wanted to add also, it was one of the dangers, I talked a little last week, one of the reasons why the people who, why Kabbalah was not allowed to be studied by outside people was for this problem. Because when you're trying to describe different units of God's interaction with the world, then you're taking it down a notch. And you have to keep telling yourself it's an artificial way of looking at it so that I can understand what's going on. But when I finished all those steps, I'm going back to something that's different. The same way, for instance, if a person is writing like a science book for kids, and he writes a love story between an electron and a proton, it's a wonderful way to make it vivid, and then it snaps in. But then you have to tell yourself, hey, you know, it's not romance, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't look like a solar system, and it doesn't have bits and pieces. But I got to go through that process to make it real, or else, if you talk about fields to kids, it's meaningless. It's just you didn't help him, you didn't educate him. So you make it, you sort of artificially make it vivid in a way that reflects what it really is. But once he's got it down, you say, one second, it's not exactly like that. These are just ideas to help you pinpoint the different elements, but in truth, it's a hazy thing, and it's got a very different surety. That's really the process of Hashem HaKein on one hand, and Hashem Echad on the other hand.
Kaviyachom is any time, well, that's...